The force roiled beneath a powerful wave of astonishment and shock, and Jaina looked over to find Luke and all of the other masters studying first the image, then one another, and she realized that she was not the only one who had experienced the dream. Whether they had all seen the same fight was impossible to say, but it was very clear that every master present recognized the temple complex. Jaina felt Luke reaching out in the force, radiating a sense of calmness and patience, and she quickly understood the message. Say nothing until the meaning grows clear. The images on Lobaka's datapad continued to advance, now showing the father arguing with the son and the daughter, gesturing wildly while boulders and six-legged lizards whirled through the air around them.
As Abeloth aged, she appears to have become a disruptive influence,
Tekli said.
We think she may have been growing resentful of her mortality, since the rest of the family never seems to age.
Lobaka changed the image on the datapad to a panel that showed an elderly Abeloth sneaking a drink from the Font of Power, while the father hurled force lightning at both the son and the daughter. In the next image, a much younger-looking Abeloth was swimming in the pool of knowledge, looking sly and defiant as the father used the force to pull her from the water.
In her desire to remain with her immortal family, she did the forbidden and paid a terrible price.
Lobaka tapped a key, and a new panel appeared on the datapad. In the heart of the temple's courtyard stood a much-changed Abeloth, her hair now coarse and long, her nose flattened, and her once sparkling eyes so sunken and dark that all that could be seen of them were two pinpoints of light. She was raising her arms toward a cowering daughter and a glowering son, with long tentacles lashing out from where her fingers should have been. A furious father was stepping forward to shield them, one hand pointing toward the open end of the temple, and the other reaching out to intercept her tentacled fingers.
The Kilix call Abeloth the Bringer of Chaos,
Tekli said, motioning for Lobaka to lower the datapad.
They seem to view her as the counterpart to the father's role as Keeper of the Balance, and associate her with strife and violence.
Am I understanding you correctly?
Eremuth Boitu asked.
Are you saying that Abeloth is some sort of war goddess?
That would be a great oversimplification,
Tekli replied.
The Kilix claim that war is a part of the galaxy's cycle of change. As they explain it, sometimes war grows too powerful, and that's when Abeloth comes to destroy the old order and make room for a new one.
So you're saying Coruscant's destruction is part of some celestial plan?
Dorvan asked. He looked pointedly out the viewport. The smoke rising through the crevices around the Galactic Justice Center had grown so thick that it was starting to drift across Fellowship Plaza, obscuring even the majestic pyramid of the Jedi Temple. Then he glared back across the table at Luke.
That the Galactic Alliance has no choice but to accept its destruction?
There's always a choice, Luke said. Remember, this is the Kilix view of the galaxy, and we know that Abeloth has been imprisoned before.
He looked back to Tekli.
Why don't we move ahead to what we know about stopping her?
Tekli's tiny ears pivoted slightly outward.
Unfortunately, Master Skywalker, I don't believe the Kilix are going to be much help in that regard,
she said.
At least, not to us.